Yeah, some shady people just fucking walked in. Anyways, what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to... Oh, the freaking truck finally turned it off. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to podcast number... I think this is number 90, dude. We've done 90 episodes of us talking just dumb shit. 90. I didn't think we'd get past 30. We got 90 of these mofos.
Hey, man, we got to entertain ourselves somehow.
That's probably the truth. I don't know why y'all are listening. I do this because I just was like, hey, this is an excuse for people to hear the dumb shit that comes out of our mouths. It's true.
Pretty much. It's pretty much true.
Aww. Oh, I think the Optimus Prime truck that was making all the noise in the world apparently is meeting up with that random accountant that could possibly be a murderer.
Dude.
Tell me. That's all I'm saying, man. All I'm saying. Yep, that's what's happening. So, all I'm saying, 90. 90 is surprising. Surprising, dog. I didn't expect it. I didn't think about it. Yeah. You're too busy trying to get your freaking strawberries out of the cup. You're not even paying attention.
Why do people continue to come out here?
I don't know. I need a compound, dog. I need a legit warehouse space.
Look, I love King Kai's Planet. But people come out here all the time, and I don't understand why. And I'm trying to eat these strawberries because you denied me food, so...
No. I said if you wanted to go get food first, and you were like, no.
We're all the way up here already. All
right, fine.
You know how hard it is to get to King Kai's Planet? It's a planet.
Yeah, man. It's a process.
So, there goes one of my topics, because we cannot have this discussion around anybody else.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Jeez, dog. Actually, that's like four of my topics. We might have to take this mofo on the road.
Yeah. Like, legit. Freaker, it's not. Man. This is not. Like, once I show you the picture, you're going to be like, I cannot talk about this.
You're looking for my reaction, I guess, right? That's the whole idea? Okay, we'll have to.
And you're going to have to describe in detail what you see.
Oh, and that, okay.
Then you're going to be like, yeah, I can't even PG this up. Even hard R is going to be bad.
Oh, your boy's getting lean, dog. Oh,
see that, man.
I see
you're getting a little jacked there, man. What kind of room do you want? Want to share?
We might have to go on a different topic. We might need to go back to freaking watch people play baseball as we're doing this shit.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, man. Get a little built there. Get a little.
You know what I'm saying, dog? I'm just trying to get yoked again.
Get a little buff there.
I'm trying to get that workout in, dog.
People are going to know you as a sexy tattoo guy.
Oh. That was like your thing the other day, right? You were like, oh, yeah. People are starting to recognize you for the tattoo.
Yeah, man. They're like, oh, man. Here comes that sexy tattoo guy trying to.
Shit.
Trying to lay some seed in me.
Oh, geez. That's what happens? Is that how it goes down? Is that how usually my day goes? Like, and I'm like, no, ladies, I'm sorry. I'm
like,
just here
They're like, oh, that black dragon on his arm so long. I wonder what else is so long.
It's a representation, right? It's actually just a foreshadowing.
Foreshadowing.
No, I don't think that's how it goes down. But no, yeah. But I mean, it's always one thing that people know you by, right? Like, they recognize you by something. And I think before it was my hair, when it was really long, they were like, oh, here comes that one dude with the fucked up hair. But then now it's like, sleeve dude.
Yeah.
Sleeve dude.
And I gotta, when it's summer, you gotta walk around shirtless.
Is that what I gotta do? Out here?
Yeah.
Just getting King Kai's Planet, just training, watching Goku train and shit?
I'm going to be known as Beanie Guy.
You wanna be Hipster Guy? What are you gonna do during the summer, though? You're not gonna wear a beanie in summer.
I'm gonna get a wool beanie.
I call bullshit.
I'm gonna get, what's the warmest animal possible?
I think wool might be some of the
alpaca.
How far into the reserves did you have to go for that one?
Deep. I had to go into my Sesame Street knowledge for that one. Speaking of,
is that what? Is when you buy something like that where it's like wool or like when it's a skin of an animal, do you have to have treatment on that? Because wouldn't it just wear away? It's been treated, right?
I don't know, man.
Because otherwise, why wouldn't we get like dinosaur hair and shit? And those of you that are looking like dinosaur hair, they used to have feathers, according to
dinosaurs
scientists.
Used to have feathers.
They used to have feathers.
Jurassic Park, all the Jurassic Parks actually cover that.
I don't remember that at all.
The first Jurassic Park, he literally says...
They used to have feathers?
Well, the first one says that dinosaurs used to be related to birds. The second one, right. I don't think they really cover that. The third one, I don't think does either. Actually, World does, though, because the one dude who makes the dinosaurs is like something, something. He's arguing with the other... He's arguing with a kingpin or somebody. He's like, oh, your dinosaurs would look different if I actually did them the way they're supposed to.
Oh, okay. So I didn't remember that part. Yeah.
I'm Jurassic Park dude, man.
But you know what they're saying is that the T-Rex now is supposedly a scavenger and not a predator. You hear about that?
Wow, no, I did not hear about that.
I'm like, if that's the truth, then you can't call him the T-Rex. T-Rex translates from Latin to like the king of the dinosaurs, right?
So, no, it's a terrible lizard.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I don't mean shit.
Damn, I guess I'd take that back.
Dude, I wanted to be a paleontologist.
You should have been a paleontologist, dog. Looking at rocks and, then, and shit all day.
Is that what paleontologists do? Yeah, look at rocks?
Yeah, that or go to coffee shops like Ross and just set up shit in museums. Right? Is that how it goes? That's what they do.
That's pretty wrong. But yeah, no, that's the truth. Being a paleontologist, you need a geology degree. And I go,
you
this
took
is
geology. Why don't you stick with it?
I felt it three times.
Geology?
Before. Geology.
Isn't that just memorizing the rocks?
All right, I'm going to give you, for all you college students out here. For anybody at King Kai's Planet taking college classes, this is how I normally do college classes.
Okay.
This
was in college.
Yeah.
They took it in high school.
High school, middle school, because
I took chemistry instead of...
This is how I do anything.
Geology.
Anything. I just show up, and I don't listen to a single thing they say. And then when they hand me paperwork, I just do it. If I don't know it, then I don't know it. I don't listen to anybody anything says.
You don't study beforehand.
I don't study shit.
This might explain your grades, dog.
I've passed everything other than geology. I do my own shit. That's how I do it. Now, you're saying, well, you obviously can't pass like that. I passed all my education classes that way. And I got 60-some credits. So I'm all right.
I guess.
And I got through high school. My parents didn't think I'd get through high school.
Damn, that's fucked up.
Yeah, right?
That's jacked up, dog. Wow.
They're like, we knew
awesome
you were
parents
smart.
Of the year.
They're like, we knew you were smart. We just knew you were lazy. I'm like, yeah, that's about right.
Jeez. It's dark.
I mean, that's why you're going in the home.
Jeez.
Fun story. I went to a retirement home at the place I work.
Why?
It's one of the job sites. I found a real nice home and put them in. Man, I found it. I'm gonna put
like
them
I'm
in.
I'm already
there.
Planning it,
dude. I'm saving so much money, right? That's why I don't want to spend money. They're getting to that age where they're getting ready to go there. I see it. That's where I'm working for it.
What do you mean they're getting ready to go? What does that mean?
They're getting that age. They're still helpful, but a few more years. So, gonna ship them off.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, right.
Ship them off.
Yeah, right. Dude, so get this shit. I'm going to tell you right now, one of the most irritating things that have happened to me lately. So much so.
They didn't want to go raw?
No, that's fine. I get that. But the one thing that irritates me so much is when I go to a restaurant, and you're going to guess exactly which one it is. I was so irritated earlier when this happened that I was close to jumping over the counter and slamming that person's head on the that plexiglass that supposedly stops, you know, people from spitting all over the food.
Yeah.
I was about to go punish her on that dude's face on the glass, all right?
Well, you should name the place.
I'll tell you right now once they figure it out. You'll guess it in 2 seconds when I tell you what happened. The guy goes in. He's in line. And then he's like, he orders one thing. And the lady's like, all right, is that it? And he's like, no, I have another one. He orders another one. And then after she's done with the other one, this is his response. No, I've got two more. And a little bit of me almost was like, all right, that guy's hair is long enough for me to be able to get a good grip on it. And I'm thinking I can get 3 or 4 slams on that glass before somebody's like, okay, we need to stop him. And I think 3 or 4 slams is enough to knock him out. And then I'll just leave his body lifeless like Yoel Romero did Luke Rockhold.
Still my favorite knockout.
No, dude, I think, okay. Okay, that was a good one, right? Frank Yeager, whatchamacallit, was a good knockout.
That was a good one.
Well, no, because you hate Luke Rockhold.
Frankie didn't do anything to me personally.
Right. You and what did Luke Rockhold do to you?
He existed.
You're just
he took up space.
You're just mad because he went deep inside. What's her name?
Dude, the other person who cream pied her for years was one of my favorite singers ever.
Who? John Mayer. You get in that too?
Did he?
I don't know. I'm asking. You keep up with all that junk. I don't.
No. He is my favorite singer ever, though. No, Joe Jonas.
Oh, that's right. I forget. I think that dude's just kind of like gay and they're gay friends. Platonic friends. How about that? Because they can't be gay friends. They're both different sexes. But you get what I'm saying. Anyways, that was my point, man. It was a Chipotle. And I hate that. I hate that when you go there and then some dude's ordering for all of his coworkers. I'm like, if you're ordering for all your coworkers, get that party pack thing and have it ready.
Well, if you're ordering more than that, why are you not doing the online ordering?
I'm gonna have to for myself. You know what it is, though? I don't like doing the online ordering because every time I do it, I feel like you're getting gypped. They're going to go half-assed. I've seen some of those orders. They go half-assed on those orders. If I'm there, you know, maybe throw a little wink or something. They'll throw an extra, like, scoop of rice.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If I do the online order, then it's like my burrito is going to be like 50% of what it normally is.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? That's the benefit of being
except
there.
Except when I hooked you up with those free drinks at the other Chipotle.
Yeah. Yeah, that girl doesn't work there anymore, does she? Should hit her up, dog. You should have been like, yo, I appreciate these drinks. Let me take you out for a drink for giving me these drinks.
Well, that was back in the day when we were going that one all the time. We don't go to that one anymore.
Yeah. I often will go and make that drive because the line is non-existent there. And over here, it's always packed.
Food poisoning, that's why.
Dude, I've never gotten food poisoning.
The guy who doesn't wash his hands.
I don't think he works there anymore. I haven't seen
him
for.
Why work there? Because he don't wash his hands.
Hey man, I didn't get sick. There's no line.
He's touching the meat after he touches meat.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, man. I all I know is that drive sucks because it's definitely a few more miles, but it's faster. Like I can get there, get my food and eat. By the time I sometimes get my food at the first place. I hate that. And you know what, man? The workers are so slow sometimes that I'm like, dude, I'm about to go over this counter and help you because y'all are slow.
I'm surprised they haven't made another Chipotle.
I just think that one has shitty management. I think it's just a shitty management. And they're like, their employees are just like, they're no longer like the tattooed people that have like salt of the earth where they just hate life. Now it's just like these hipsters. They're like, I guess I'll just coast through my day. I'm like, yeah, you might coast your day, but I got to get food in me. And I'm about 2 hours away from my last meal, and I'm starting to get a little hangry. And I'm not responsible for what happens when my blood sugar drops under a certain level.
Yeah, that's
true. Blood comes out, not out of me.
See, that's why I can't be a full hipster. Like, I coast through my day, but, like, when I'm at work, like, I'm working. Like, I'm going
ham.
I'm going full clip. Like, I'm doing it. Like, I'm going. Wait, hold on.
Motorcycle week. Ridiculous. Guy wasn't moving.
Ghost Rider, go through here.
The good one, not the shitty one.
What are you talking about? There's no shitty Ghost Rider.
Yeah, there is. Who? That one dude with the car. He's a shitty Ghost Rider.
Robbie Reyes is
the guy that is possessed by actually like a rapist.
That's a great
story.
No,
he's not. He's a shitty Ghost Rider. First of all, the art sucks. It looks like the Day of the Dead art. Secondly, it's just
made by Mexicans for Mexicans.
It's just a shitty.
You're lucky there's not a guitar player on there.
Shitty Ghost Rider. Even the chick is a better Ghost Rider. In fact, Punisher is a better Ghost Rider from the Thanos book. In fact, we should go get that book right now because I need to read it. I need to get on that.
Spoilers, Doctor Strange is new Ghost Rider.
Really?
Yeah.
Does he keep his strange powers?
He has strange powers and Ghost Rider powers. Talk about.
Does he have his goatee? Does he have a flame goatee?
I don't know.
that's the way to go.
That'd be funny, though.
Anyways, yeah, man. Too bad we might not make it in time to go to that thing. Apparently I'm getting new followers on my Instagram account that I don't use.
That's my Mexican food out here.
I'm getting hungry. I need to be very careful with my food, though. Oh, jeez. 1, 2, 3, 4 topics I can't talk about at this moment.
Yeah.
Yo, so get this. my celebrity crush was on have you seen that show Hot Ones?
No.
On YouTube?
Don't watch TV.
It's on YouTube. It's the one where...
Don't watch YouTube.
If you're on YouTube now, you can go check it out. It's after you listen to this, by the way. It's the one where they have like... it's called Hot Ones, and it's like a list of wings, and they have a celebrity that tries them, but as you eat them, like, they keep getting hotter. Like, the sauce they use is spicier. And so they've had a whole bunch of celebrities on it. Like, Michael B. Jordan was on it. Joey Diaz was on it. Burt Kreischer was on it. What kind of other people? And I'm surprised this chick got on it. Guess who was on it? Charlize Theron was on it, son. I'm like, dude, that's an A-level celebrity.
That's a pretty good grab, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, Michael B. Jordan's a celebrity now. Yeah. But back in the day, you probably could have gotten him after Fantastic Four.
Well, he could have. That's probably when they got him.
No, they got him recently.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for after Black Panther.
Wow, okay. Yeah, this show's legit, then.
That show's getting big, yeah. That's why they're getting A-list people now.
I'm just surprised people want to do that. Like, it's like, dude, hey, put this hot chicken wing in your mouth.
Well, in between the chicken wings, too, they, like, interview them. They ask them questions about their work and about them and whatever, whatever.
Why didn't you come up with this idea?
Dude, there's a lot of ideas on YouTube where I'm like, this is so simple. It would have been great if I came up with it. Like, that one and what's the other show that I'm like, dude, every once in a while I watch it and I'm like, damn it, that's such an easy idea. But anyways, long story short.
I had a great idea. It's called incest porn.
What? Dude, get out of the dark pages you're in, all right? You need a reset. You know, you do ayahuasca and it'll reset you. No, you what get back, is, you back to baseline.
What? Auschwitz?
No, ayahuasca. It's that one drug that like shamans in Brazil do. Where it's,
dude,
like,
what do you look up on YouTube when you're at
it's
work?
Joe Rogan. You know, it's Joe Rogan shit. But anyways, long story short. Charlize Theron, I'm like, I've got like a semi-crush on her because she's so good in her roles. Like, she's so good. Like, her in Prometheus was legit. Dude, she's bad. What else has she been in?
Did you watch Atomic Blonde with her?
No, I hear that's not great.
Yeah, I hear it's dog crap.
Let me see. I'll Google it real quick. Charlize Theron.
Oh, the Italian job.
You know, all right, I don't need, all right, yeah. You know she's South African? I didn't know that.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. She's also 5'10". Fun fact. Oh, that's right. She was in Fast and the Furious.
What? Yeah, she's in a new one. She's Cypher.
Oh, that's right, dude. She was in Mad Max.
Well,
the new one.
Watch that dog crap.
That movie was pretty good. Shut up. You know it's pretty good.
How do they get gas?
I think the warlords controlled it. Fun fact, I was watching a YouTube video, once again, I watch too much YouTube, where they were talking about theories, like show movie theories and shit like that, and they were saying how there's like I guess all of the warlords in Mad Max represent like a different horseman of the apocalypse, so one's like greed, one's gluttony, whatever, and I guess supposedly Mad Max is supposed to represent death. Because everywhere that dude goes, everybody dies. And there's like scenes in that movie, especially the new one, where he just like leaves to like hold some people off, and then he comes back and like by himself, and everybody died. So it's just like, oh, okay, that made kind of sense. Dude, who watched Hancock? Nobody watched Hancock.
Yeah, that was a decent movie.
A Million Ways to Die in the West. Did you ever see that?
No.
That was kind of funny.
Oh, that's how he got her on the show.
What show?
Seth MacFarlane has a new show about. It's like a generic Star Trek.
Oh, yeah. I heard that's good.
Yeah, she was on there. I couldn't remember how he got her on, or couldn't think of why he got her on there.
Okay, have you seen North Country? Where she plays a woman who works at a coal mine, I think.
Mm-mm.
It's a dark fucking movie. It is incredibly dark.
Yeah.
I mean, picture just a woman that works in a mining mm-hmm. company with a whole bunch of dudes, and you can pretty much guess where that's going to go. But, I mean, she does a really good job. A really good job. What's another role I really know her from? Let me see here. The Astronaut's Wife.
So much rape was in that movie.
Probably too much to talk about. I vaguely remember it. I hate those kind of movies. Did you ever see Kubo?
The hell's that?
It's that animation that... anyways, long story short. She does a really good job, especially when it comes to like super strong women or whatever. But she was on that show, Hot Ones. And dude, she is like more down to earth than you ever picture. Like, you look like she's like very uptight and like wouldn't say anything. Dude, she was cussing left and right. Like, she's super, super down to earth. Like, after the interview, like, she's super likable. Like, even the people in the comments were like, dude, at first, I didn't know how this is going to go. But she was super likable. She was talking about everything. She's super chill. Super chill. So that celebrity crush game went up a notch. You know what I'm saying? It was like at a 2. It's now like at a 3. Moving on to a 4.
What's your rating? Or what's your
scale?
1 to 10,
dog. 1 to 10. It's celebrity crush. You can't go too high on it because you don't really know
people. Once I hit 10, I'm in her closet.
No. None of that crazy shit. I'm not crazy, dog. I'm just saying. You get a little celebrity crush, then, like, you know.
At 9, I'm sniffing her clothes.
At 9, I'm sneaking in and stuff goes missing.
Yeah.
Nah, dog. That's much. That's too much.
At 10, I'm leaving presents for her on her pillow.
Presents. That's disgusting, dog. But anyways, you got to watch that show, man. It's hilarious. Like, some people, she took those super hot wings pretty well. While you look at, like, Joey Diaz looked like he was going to die with a few of those wings.
See, Joey Diaz is going to die soon.
Don't say that, dog. Knock on wood. That dude's a national treasure. Him and Yoel Romero literally need to get a podcast together.
What did Yoel talk about? Give me a quick synopsis.
Joe talked about everything. He talked about, like, him performing the way he does at his age. Mm-hmm. Talked about the fact that he got popped for steroids once in the past. They talked about that. They talked about Cuba and what life was like in Cuba and how they raise people in Cuba. It's very fascinating. They talked about how from Cuba he defected to Russia, and then from Russia he finally got, like, an MMA debut. They talked about his training and what he's doing now. He talked about living in Florida, and then he went to AKA. He went to a couple places. What else did he talk about? He talked about a lot of stuff, dude. A lot of stuff. A lot of stuff. The most fascinating part for me was his Cuba stuff, because he was talking about how in Cuba, you know, everything's, I think, communist, I think, there in Cuba, and socialist, some shit, I don't know. But anyways, he wanted to be originally a boxer, but his dad is like, no, you're taking too many blows to the face. So he was like, fuck, I'll go into the Olympic training program for wrestling. He went to wrestling, and apparently in Cuba, the way it's done, it's like, your kid goes to that place, and he trains Monday through Friday. He lives there, he sleeps there, he trains there, and then on the weekends you can get to come home and hang out with your family and then go back during the week. And it's like, and I guess the better you are, the better your amenities are, the better your food is, the better everything is. But if you're really bad, your food is shit, your amenities are shit, your life is shit, like, it really, really, really forces you to become really good. If you don't, you're going to have a horrible life. And it's kind of fucked to say that, right? But the level of athlete that sometimes comes out of Cuba is pretty insane, because those people have nothing. And they're trying to better themselves. So they work 10 times harder than an American would have to. Plus, a guy like him, he's putting money back into Cuba by working, and he's sending money back to his family. And he says that whatever money he sends to his family, Cuba gets a cut. Like, if he sends $100, the Cuban government gets like 20 of that 100.
Jeez, man.
Yeah, man. So they get 20% of what he sends back to his family. So that was fascinating. But just that concept is so alien to the U.S. Like, that concept that you're, like, working and you're living in the place, right? And he said the crazy part is, like, you're living in the place, you see these people every day, and so if there's injuries or somebody catches something, like, they're always attacking it. Like, it's a very aggressive, almost like jail style mentality, where it's like, you know, he's the best, so you're gonna try to get him any way you can. If he's got a roommate, people are trying to get information about him from the roommate, how he's feeling, how he's sleeping, whatever. It's such an alien concept, but it would breed the strongest motherfuckers, if you really think about it. That's some 300 shit. When you have all these athletes, fucking alphas, living in one place, and you're trying to trickle it down to, like, the alphaist of the alphaist, right? Like, then that's the dude that has good food and a good place to sleep and good amenities, and he's got the most freedoms, and he's got whatever. Versus, like, the guy who just gets beat up all the time, and then it's just like, dude, You're not sleeping well. You're eating very little. Like, it's some crazy life.
Jeez, man, that's crazy.
Yeah, but that dude is super religious.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, He's super religious, and he's I think that's one of the things that kind of gets him gets his motivation from is his religion. Very fascinating guy, man. And it's cool to see him and Joey together because they both got that flavor. And Joey, you could tell, sometimes kind of got stuck on some things. And Cuban is pretty very close to Spanish. So, like, when he was talking Cuban, I was like, just keep talking Cuban, man. Don't have Joey translate. I got you, dog. I got you. But I know everybody else is like, whatever. But he's after you listen to it, you get to know the guy and you realize like he's got a flavor to him. He's got he's a really nice guy for what he does, and he just murks people. I mean, he's a really nice guy. I gotta listen to the Joey podcast where it's just him and Joey. I gotta listen to that one still, but it's cool. It's like 3 hours of him
Jeez, Joe Rogan's.
I think it's two or three, I can't remember, but it was good. It was good, man. It was worth listening to if you're a Yoel fan or if you're just wanting to learn about the huge disparity between like a U.S. lifestyle and like a Cuban athlete lifestyle. It's completely different.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I smell like soup out here.
Making me hungry.
Yeah. All right, man. You ready to give these people the NC-17 version?
I think we need to take this on the road and then we do that. All right, because I need to change the batteries on this thing anyways.
All right, well, there you go. Intermission time.
Yeah, they won't know it. They're just going to transition right into it. Watch. One, two. One. See, you didn't even notice a difference. Dude, it never even happened. We're still here. We're still doing it, even though the audio is now way better because, you know, it's quieter. We're not dealing with weirdos. So
the real question is, what?
This thing's getting smashed. Uh-huh.
That's what she said.
Uh-huh, the question is what?
What did that hick and his lady companion and that weird shady business guy...
What were they doing?
What were they doing?
I don't know, man. I was trying to listen, but not, you know? Because, I don't know what fucking weirdo is talking about. But that dude was... the accountant-looking dude was a little weird.
Yeah, he kept moving his tie back and forth, and he was like... He seemed like they found him on Craigslist. I think... Or the dark web. I think he was an assassin.
Yeah, something happened. That was weird.
He was like, I want you to make it look like an accident. She slipped on soap.
That seemed like two worlds that don't usually collide, colliding.
He was like, I want you to make it look like, he choked on his own tie.
Jeez.
Wow. All kinds of fucked up damage.
This guy's taking forever to go. I think we should do a vlog, dude, where we go and try food and we see which ones make us shit blood. They're starting with this place.
Dude, this place is legit. I don't know what you're talking about.
Is it? Okay, then we won't shit blood on this one.
I've had tacos here. I've had
indigestion here.
I've had super nachos.
Super nachos? What's in a super nacho?
Dude, all right, I tell you, it's a pound of carne asada.
Carne asada.
And then they put all kinds of nachos or nacho chips, you know, like the chips. Yeah. And then they put sour cream and guacamole and cheese on there, and then beans, and there you go.
I'm at the point in my diet where like I just smell fat and I'm like, this smells so good. Like, we drove by that McDonald's earlier, and I was, like, licking the air. I was like, I could taste the grease off of these fries.
So you
so good.
You got hard when you smelled it.
Yeah, like, man. Oh, yeah. I'm scrounging on
fat. I'm surprised you weren't, like, going through there and being like, hey, let me lick that. Let me lick that.
Can I just have the one fry? Can I have that fry that's really hard that nobody wants? It's all over-fried. Can I have that one?
Hey, can I lick the fries and spit them out? Does that count?
Oh, jeez. Yeah, I'm right there right now. So my fat intake's really low. And if I could give you if I can quantify, like, what my intake is like, then you'd be like, God damn, son, how are you surviving? You know why? Because I'm a goddamn man, and I plan ahead. But anyways, that's enough talking about my diet. And enough of that, because I'm going to get hungry.
All right, tell me.
I got a question to you.
For you, time to get to that R-rated.
Time for the R-rated section. So any of you guys that are under 18,
leave now.
Please hit your back button. But before you do, make sure you hit that like button and share with somebody else.
Who's also not 18.
So I got a question for you, dog. Okay. So this is, and often time in our time of humans, human existence, there are questions that, you know, are super important and epic, some would say, right? They define the culture. They define our species.
Right. Is this one of them?
This is one of them. You know, some of them have been, you know, the chicken or the egg, right? Mm-hmm. You know, the whole, is there evolution? Is there Jesus? You know, what came first? Whatever.
Yes, all those questions.
You know, all of those things. This is one of those questions, all right? Okay. Would you rather... Would you rather have sex with a really hot chick that's bad in bed, or a chick that's great in bed but she's kind of ugly?
All right, how ugly?
Like, fairly unattractive. All right. Like if you were with her, like, and you saw a friend, you wouldn't be like, oh shit, like, let me introduce you. You'd be like, god damn, let me hide her.
So she's like a, damn, don't crash.
No, girl, I got this.
So she's like a meth addict is what you're saying.
No, well, okay. It's doable, but it's she's definitely not like attractive. She's not like a six. She's like a solid four.
Dude, I'm so lonely right now. I'll take a four.
But you'd rather have a chick that's great in bed that's a four instead of having like a 10 that's horrible in bed?
She's probably sucking my dick from the back while I'm taking a shit.
That's something I'm not interested in at all. So you get your freak on, dog. I am not interested in having that whatsoever.
That was an old school reference from 2007.
Yeah, that's old. That's like Tiggo Biddy old. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If you don't know what that is, then you're too young. Hit back on this YouTube page.
Shout out to 240 Mike for that one.
That's right. Man, that's a. I think it's an interesting question to pose.
Clip of the week right there.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I'm like, what's worse, right? Because I've had like dead fish situations where I'm like, ugh.
Man, this you is get not yours great. On dead fish. You get yours.
You're like, this is just for me.
This practice.
This is for me.
Do you like that?
The dead fish sometimes is worse, dog. Like, you and I had a conversation last week that was totally not on the podcast, and so I think we should kind of talk about it a little bit, because it is very, very true, right? I was telling you how young women typically are not the best in bed. This is a perfect segue. It's almost going like pretty and not good in bed, but ugly and great in bed. Like, I'm not saying, you know, older chicks are ugly, but what I'm saying is that young chicks typically aren't good in bed, in my experience, right? And let me explain why. Some of you fucking young girls that are listening to this right now, I fucking have one eyebrow up, and you're like, oh, really? Oh, really? Is that what you gonna say right now, mother? Anyways. Uh-huh. That's why we shouldn't have a live podcast, because we're going to get shanked and then they're going to sit down and listen. All I'm saying is usually younger women are super, super, super self-conscious, and it takes away from sex. Like, sex at times needs to be like primal, and you need to go off an instinct. Oh, what the fuck was that? Is that a vet? Anyways, you go off of primal instincts. You go off of, you know, feelings. There's sounds, there's smells, there's touching, there's slapping, there's, you know, if you get a little crazy, you get a little choking, a little hair pulling, right? You know,
the norm.
But if you got with a girl that's super self-conscious and can't relax enough to let herself get to those places, god damn, this guy's gonna hit us. Go around, dog. It's fucking Mustang. Anyways, if you can't enjoy that, dude, is this Mustang flexing on me right now?
He wants to race you.
Dog, in my car right now?
Wants to race this Porsche Cayman that we're in.
Oh, yeah, he's trying to race that guy. Dude, he is literally racing this fucking...
Is he racing a Ford Focus?
Ford Focus, yeah.
Dude,
I need to get back into cars. I have, like, the fucking... No,
fucking
Skynet
needs
to
activate.
Get to cars, man.
I know I didn't just see a Ford Mustang. That's probably the GT version.
It is. It was loud.
Race a stock Ford Focus.
Yeah, man. It happened. You saw it. Anyways, back to my point. The girls listening to this podcast are so fucking irritated. Like, these guys are
finish
so...
Finish your sentence.
These guys are so fucking ADD. They can't stick with the topic. All right, I'm getting back to it, ladies. Give me a fucking second, all right? I'm reacting to this. Oh, we got to do some reaction videos, by the way. They're reacting to the situation. But back to my point. Back to it. Usually... girls that are very, very self-conscious will often... We're not going to have time to go to the store. Usually, girls that are very self-conscious are not going to be comfortable enough to let things happen in bed, like organically happen. Now, with that said, like, I'm not telling you, like, if your dude's, like, just shoving it in your ass, you should be okay with that. What I'm saying, though, is, like, you know, things happen in bed and you got to be able to relax. And if you're a chick, typically young girls, also, by the way, the girls that totally don't need to be self-conscious, right? Mm-hmm. They're usually the ones that are like, oh, no, turn off the lights. Or, oh, no, like, I don't want to get in this position because I feel uncomfortable. Or, oh, no, like, you can see my asshole from here, so... So it's not okay. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Like, the self-consciousness takes away from the moment. And when you have a girl that's like covering herself because she doesn't want you to see like her stomach or her, like her butt in the air or whatever, like it does take away from just letting yourself like just get into the zone, get into the moments, you know? And typically older women like are like, fuck it, I don't give a fuck. Like, you know, if you deal with, like, I say, a mom who's already had a kid and they're like, dude, I don't give a fuck. They're just trying to get theirs. They can relax. They can enjoy the thing for what it is. And you're not worried. They're not like, oh, turn off the lights or here, let me put the sheets over me. Like, none of that shit's usually, in my experience, once again, none of that shit's usually going down. So, you know, maybe that helps with the whole, like, ugly and great in bed and attractive and shitty in bed situation.
Maybe. It's probably a good point, but I mean, see, I haven't dated any young chicks in a while, so I don't know. I hear they're all freaks now.
I do say they are all freaks, but it doesn't mean they're not self-conscious. Like, I think it's really interesting. I think women definitely do define themselves a lot by their looks, especially in their age, in their younger age years, and when they start getting older, like, I think they're affected way more by age than men are because they feel like they're giving up the thing that defined them for so many years. You know what I mean? Like, as guys, we're not like, oh, yeah, man, I was so fucking good looking in my 20s. And now, look, mm-hmm. like some guys, I guess, make those jokes, mostly comedians. But that's not something that really happens with men too often. And I think women get hit hard by that age thing where they're like, oh, man. Like, I used to be incredibly attractive, and now I'm not. And it's like, dude, you're still fine. Calm down. Like, but women, when they're young, it's like everything needs to be perfect. And some of that is social media and the pressure of, like, marketing and you know, models and all that other shit. And all the Photoshop where women have, like, no cellulite or stretch marks, and that's not the reality of life, right?
Yeah.
But women feel that pressure more than men do. Because let's face it, like, guys have stretch marks too. Mm-hmm. So women feel that pressure more than guys do. But it's like, dude, when you're young, try not. I know it's easier said than done, but just try not to give a fuck. Like, you're going to be happier in that sense, and you're going to enjoy life way more. Like, if you're not where you want to be, like, work towards it. But also, don't let it impact what you want to do. See, this should have been my rant for National Women's Day right there.
Yeah,
boom. Boom. Yours. A little bit late. Two weeks late.
Is it 2 weeks? Yeah, it is 2 weeks. Huh?
I think so, dude. So.
Yeah, I see your point, man. You just learned all these people.
I'm saying, trying to get. This is why this is an educational podcast, dog. This is 100% educational. Last week we talked about World War One. This week we talked about, you know, self confidence and self worth.
So look. The dude you let bang, you don't give a fuck how you look. He just wants
That's
to get
right.
his.
That's right. And look, the reality is, like, how many fucking really horribly unattractive dudes, like, don't give, like, they should be self-conscious, right?
Yeah, just like the dude we saw on Toys R Us earlier.
Who was fucking above his grade?
Dude, he was definitely the reacher. She was definitely the settler in that situation, man.
Oh, describe these people.
So,
oh, we should eat here again. Remember how this place was pretty
good?
That
place was legit. They had a whole bunch of, like, old people that were looking at us, like, how'd you find out about our spot?
Yeah, man.
Herbs and yoga.
That's weed, dog. There's weed places.
It's a weed
right
shop and yoga?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Weed
get
and yoga.
Get high and then you get stretched.
So we were at Toys R Us because, you know, Toys R Us is dying. They don't got no sales yet, so we're leaving. And then there's this, I don't want to call him a fat fuck, but it was a fat fuck.
Oh, jeez.
he was waddling out. And then he had a kid, of course. And then right beside him was his attractive, I don't know, baby mama, I'm going to say, because I don't know what kind of relationship they were in, but it was his baby mama. She was a pretty good-looking girl, but he was definitely not attractive. Even though I'm not gay, I'm going to say he was not attractive. He was not attractive.
He was definitely fucking above his grade. Like, yeah. I didn't take a good look at her, but she definitely, like, she seemed like she had a nice body from, like, the 2 seconds I glanced over. And this dude was, like, out of shape. He was definitely, like unshaven. Like, he just looked like a, like hobo-ish. And I'm like, dude, like, you got lucked out, dog. You are fucking way above your grade. You're fucking at least two numbers above your grade. Versus, like, you know, most dudes try to stay within a number or two, right?
Yeah.
At least three numbers above his grade. Let's be real honest.
At the very least, man. He was a reacher, man. But sometimes when you reach, man, you fucking get gold.
That's why you gotta say you gotta go for it, right?
Sometimes when you throw that football, man, the Hail Mary pass, fucking you get that touchdown, you know what I'm saying? And touchdown was, he probably got this so drunk, or she was drunk at the club, probably fucking came home, had some sloppy ass.
Damn, sex, sloppy.
And he pied that because actually.
He pied that.
We actually just learned. Shirt. We actually just learned it was National Pie Day the other day.
Oh, that's right. I didn't know that.
I was trying hard.
Not to laugh.
Hard.
Dude,
not to laugh.
I didn't even make that connection until right now. Oh, holy crap.
She said it like five times.
That's fucking,
I was like,
hilarious.
You need to stop. You're doing
it
on purpose.
I just got that, dog.
And I was like, are you doing this on purpose to see if I'm going to make a connection? Because
you're like, yeah.
I can't.
You, when they were talking about like their favorite pies, you should have been like, yeah, you know what my favorite pie is?
And then you fucking asked, what kind of pies did you make? I was like, oh my God.
You're like, this
dude
is gonna turn into a porn.
I was like, oh my God, I can't believe he just asked this question.
Dude, I didn't even get it till you said it right now. That's fucking hilarious. That is fucking gold. I didn't even get it till right now. That sounds like a porno. Like, you're like, oh yeah, what's your favorite pie?
Yeah, what kind of pies do you make?
Yeah, let me
like,
show you.
Oh, I made a pecan pie. Like, yeah, yeah. You like nuts, huh?
You like nuts?
Let me some nuts.
Let me show you my pie. Let me show you the kind of pie I like.
I made a pumpkin pie. Where the fuck did you get pumpkin in March?
It's
I like, forget what the other one was.
It's like, yeah, let me show you some. Let me show you the pie. Like, I'm gonna help you make it real quick.
I made a mud pie too. I don't know what the fuck a mud pie is.
That's anal, dog.
I think that might be anal.
Dude, I didn't even make that connection till you're saying it right now. I was legitimately, I heard my, I'm a, such a fat fuck,
yeah,
that I
are.
heard pie and I was like,
where?
Yeah, pie. I can go for some pie right now. And then she said pumpkin pie. I was like, oh, I love pumpkin pie. Well, tell me about it. Describe the pie.
Well, it's kind of brown, a little orange. You're like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, how much sugar's in that pie? Did you put whipped cream on that pie? Oh, man. I need some milk. You got some milk?
Yeah,
I like pie and milk.
The whole back room is 2%. Yeah, 2%. Yeah, oh, yeah. Man. Oh, yeah.
That's the good shit. I'm such a fat fuck. I was legit. Dude, and no joke, you're over here thinking about cream pies. I'm over here thinking like, man, I could go for a slice of fucking pumpkin pie right about now.
Dude, how didn't you make that connection?
Dude, I didn't even make that connection. It's even more hilarious that I was like, yeah. Yeah, what kind of pie?
I thought that's what you kept going on about. I go, this N-word needs to stop.
Dude, that is gold. That's gold. I'm gonna fucking use this as a clip of the week. That is hilarious.
Yeah.
We should go to Chick-fil-A.
Why? I don't want overpriced pickled chicken.
Oh, dude, that chicken is legit. That's some good pickled chicken.
I want some overpriced Christian chicken.
Hey, man, it's your people.
Jesus didn't tell
pickle
people.
Chicken.
Yeah, Jesus didn't
pickle chicken breasts. Anyway.
Look at all these Christians here getting done with their Friday night Bible studies.
Oh,
filthy Christians.
Oh, my God. That's a lot of people online.
Yeah, they get in there. They just got done reading the Bible on their date, and now they got to come over here. That's what you do on Christian dates, you know? You read the Bible, watch VeggieTales, pirate that doesn't do anything.
Jeez. Dude, that pie shit's hilarious. I didn't even make that connection.
I wonder if they watch, if they listen.
I doubt it, dude. Dude, that's even like the hidden like Easter egg. If they listen to the fucking podcast and we're talking about making Pie Life shirts and they're bringing up pies, dude, if that's a setup for a joke, I am sorry I missed it. I apologize because that is probably the best setup for a joke ever. And it, like, I'm such a fat fuck, all right? I am such a fat fuck, all right, that my mind did not even go to that shit. My mind didn't even think once about cream pies. And you're over here fucking cracking the fuck up, probably thinking about like, oh, yeah, you like pies, huh? Tell me about that pie you like.
Well, I would have gone with, I was going to be like, okay, it's probably just me because I'm in the mindset of, you know,
pie life
of this pie life because we're about to do this podcast, so you know,
God,
it's probably not.
Dang, that's such a hilarious setup.
If John here, you know, goes something with it, then I okay, but you didn't. You're like, oh no, describe these pies. But yeah, then dude, I'm like, is he?
A fucking fat fuck that I was fantasizing about pumpkin pie.
So when the knife goes in, how deep does it go? What? I can't tell if this is a joke.
That's
do you like it warm?
Awesome.
Do you like it warm or you like it room temperature?
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, you're dirty, don't you? What?
That would have been a hilarious thing if I was like, yeah, you know what I like? I like cream pie.
Oh, what are those? Oh, wow. I'll show you.
Just Google it.
Let's go into this back room right here.
Dude, that is hilarious, dude. And I really want to apologize because if they were setting me up for that joke and I didn't get it, dude, I am such a fucking fat fuck that my mind went to just food. I am so food deprived right now that I was like, yeah, tell me how you made that pumpkin pie.
Okay, if it was a joke, we have to say, all right, here's, because we don't know. All right, here's a word to say. Let's see. Starburst, okay? Say Starburst next time you see us.
I made a Starburst pie. What?
Yeah, say the word Starburst in a sentence, and then we'll be like, oh, okay.
I'm such a fat fuck, I probably wouldn't even get that either. I'd be like, oh, Starburst pie, that could be good.
No, just the word Starburst, that's it.
How do you
just
make
say
Starburst
that.
Pie?
Starburst,
dude,
that is
fucking hilarious. I didn't even
at that place now that we're here.
Oh, we're gonna drive around, dog. We're gonna drive around. We might even go back. Isn't Carl's Jr. still open?
Yeah, Carl's Jr. is open.
That's a good Christian establishment, right? That uses women as objects.
Wow.
Let's be facing, man. That's what those commercials are. Look, when that girl's biting into that burger and it drips onto her chest, what are you thinking about here? Let's be honest. You thinking about that burger?
You're thinking about that
avocado that just fell on her leg.
I'm thinking I'm gonna give her a little pie, gonna give her a little face.
Wow, there you go.
Combo life.
Hashtag combo life, dude. That's the next shirt. Malay? It's hashtag combo life, and it's like a pizza. It's combo pizza. You know what I'm saying, dude? I'm like a shirt making machine.
I left so suddenly some spit came out of my mouth.
I'm like a fucking, that's like a Costco pizza reference, by the way. I'm like a fucking shirt making machine.
Oh man, that's a good
hashtag
one.
Combo life. And it's all right, like
getting that semi truck,
dude. Can the car fit between there? Yeah, it can. Let's steal some shit from this truck. Oh, there's a guy literally laying back here. That's random.
He said, "This is my shit."
Probably, dude, this guy's about to take off with this dude in the back. Anyways. Yo, dog. So I got some random ass shit to bring up, and let me look at my fucking thing. But as we're talking about pie life,
car coming.
I don't know, man. Just freaking people just following us. Apparently, it's like Popo. It's like, what are you doing back here?
Look, me and my friend are just trying to jerk each other off.
What
the fuck?
That's why you're touching my leg.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're talking about pie life. Dude, right. This guy's literally following us. Where he's like going into this other store.
He's like, oh, I'm here for the bukkake.
What? Oh. Oh, speaking of bukkake.
What?
I have a bukkake story for you.
What?
So for those of you that don't know bukkake.
These two on the cheap-ass date. Fuck.
Oh, good for you guys.
Shoot me if this is my date.
You guys. All right, so I got to.
Wait, let me explain the date. Okay. Your date was sitting on the bench at Kohl's.
Just outside staring
that's your
at
date.
People.
Fucking go cheat
good
on
for
them.
You guys.
Go
still
cheat.
Dating. They look like
go
they've been
cheat.
To get.
I bet they walk.
Go cheat, really?
I bet they walk too. I bet they don't got a car. Go cheat.
Wow, go cheat. That's
spice
dark,
it
dog.
Up. Spice it up. Go cheat.
Wow.
Get somebody else's fluids in you.
Wow. Oh shit. That's bad, dog. Get somebody else's fluids in you. Holy shit. That is dark but hilarious. All right, so I got a bukkake story for you. So get this shit.
Okay.
Like how you're looking at me like, why don't you invite me, bro?
That's random. That's like, yeah, I have an acid rain story for you. What?
No, so I got a friend, right? She's got a, it's a non-human bukkake story. So get this shit. If you guys don't know, tell them what a bukkake is.
That's when
you're like four to six gentlemen.
So yeah, like a group of dudes, preferably, probably. It's mostly dudes. It could be women. I've seen videos where it's women.
Wow. Wow. That's pretty bad. Dude, this now went into like, I have to now put not safe for work on the title.
Hey, man. When you scratch the dark web, you scratch it.
Why? No kidding.
All right. So that's when like a bunch of dudes, I think it's like, what, four more or something? I don't know. A plethora of dudes gather and they just bust nuts on a female.
Like all in unison, right? I don't know how you coordinate that.
Unison or one after. Like one right after.
Jeez, dog. You got this.
Like, you know how you eat popcorn? Like one kernel after another? Like that.
Just like that? Yeah. So it's like a line of dudes and they just hope that by the time they get to the front of the line, they're ready to go?
You gotta fucking be in unison.
Oh, jeez. Everybody, sync up in three.
Yeah. It's like one dude goes, like Carl bus, and then Steve bus, and then Mike bus.
Oh, jeez. How many incidents do you think there's been where, like, somebody's filming one of those, and, like, one dude busts a little too quick, and he gets it on some other dude? Like, you know it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's gross. Anyways, so I got a friend of mine who, she's got a dog.
I like how that's how you're disgusting. You're like, ugh. Gross. I'm done with this.
I've always been done with that. I've never seen
Urkel,
any of that shit.
Urkel got some on my thigh. I'm fucking done.
Urkel, we talked about this. Anyways, so a friend of mine's got a dog, and right. Apparently her dog's in heat.
Right.
So, and apparently some other person came over with their fucking male Labrador, and she's got like a smaller dog.
Right.
And apparently, I don't know if that other person didn't know or some shit, that the dog was in heat and she wasn't home. And so when she got home, her dog had been fucking gone to town on. Like, that lab had probably gotten at that dog so many times that she said that her dog was full of jizz. Like, not full. I'm talking about, like, coated. Like, that lab, dude, must have been, his balls must have been, like, exploding to the point where the dog was, like, covered like bukkake style.
Oh,
I was like, this is the grossest thing I've ever heard, but it now also brings it full circle that humans are just like fucking animals, man. Like, that's some animal shit for us to be a civilized creature and yet still be like, yo, let's do bukkake porn. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, that's some animalistic monkey shit. That's some monkey shit. Like, it's some monkey shit, dog. Like, did you hear about that thing they did where they taught chimps how to use currency?
Yeah.
You hear about that?
Yeah,
I did. Like, after a while, the chimps ended up always going to the female monkey because the female monkey would... Because I guess the way they did it was, like, they would give them money. And with the money, they could buy, I think, bananas or some shit. And apparently, at some point, the way the monkey civilization worked its way out, it worked its monetary system through, was that the woman ape would prostitute herself for the money, and then she'd get all the fucking bananas. But the fucking monkeys would just pay her to fucking fuck her all the time. Like, that's how the civilization ended up working its way through the money situation. It's just like, fuck, man, we are fucking animals. We are just like those monkeys, except we could, like, communicate and build shit.
That's...
And they might even be able to communicate. They just can't build shit, so we're pretty fucking close.
Yeah.
I was like, man, that's fucking hilarious. But that whole dog thing made me cringe, but also laugh at the same time. So, yeah, she doesn't know if her dog's pregnant. Hey, how long do you know? How do you know if dogs are pregnant? You had dogs before you bred. It's just people are some weird shit, dog, and bukkake is just not my thing, but I know apparently dogs are into it, too.
I don't think that qualifies.
Dude, people are into some weird shit, all right? I was thinking about this the other day, like...
Yeah, incest porn.
Okay, that's something that's definitely like Hail Mary shit, but like there's some normal shit,
dude,
that people...
that's like a thing. I can't go on there. And it's like, oh yeah, sister fucks stepbrother.
Oh, good lord.
And I was like, okay, how about we not ultra this.
Yeah, I'm not into any of
that. And then it was like, mom fucks stepson. I'm like, oh my God, okay. How about we not try this? Let's give it another try. It's like, big dick dad fucks stepdaughter. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, some of those are a
bit
much.
Can't we just
man.
Have normal porn?
Some of those are a bit
I'm
much.
I'm just looking for big dick dude. You know, fucks tiny chick. Like, what the hell, man?
You want to eat here?
Yeah, here's fine.
I always like how there's no line here.
Come on.
Yeah, man, some of that shit's too intense. But, you know, some people are freaks, and some of them are, like, normal kinks, but some kinks are a little weird. Like I was talking to a friend, and she was telling me how she, like, once dated a dude that... Oh, I got another story. Damn it, I got another one. I was telling me... I should save these for another one.
Hit that curve.
I got this, dog. I'm a fucking professional. Look at this shit. I didn't even use this camera. I was using my fucking eyes. Like a goddamn man. Like a man, dog. Who does that? Nobody. Because nobody can parallel park correctly nowadays. Anyways, back to my point. I was talking to a friend, and she was saying how, like, she dated a dude once that was really into feet. Like, you know those dudes that are into feet? Like, hella into feet. Like they want you to fucking touch their dick with your feet as a woman. You know what I mean? Like girls that, like, they request, like, getting jerked off with the feet. I'm like, first of all, most women are not that coordinated. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not that dexterous to be able to, like, monkey paw your fucking dick. You know what I'm saying? Like, monkeys have a dexterous hand. Like, what kind of half-ass hand job are you getting here?
Right? Okay, yeah, I have seen that before where it's like, oh, yeah, girl, foot fucks dude.
Oh, jeez.
I'm like, what?
And some of that
like, how clean are your feet? Because, all right, my house is pretty decently clean.
Uh-huh.
I walk around my house, my feet get dirty.
Yeah.
So, like, what? Did you just, like...
They got to wash them beforehand, right?
Sanitize your feet? Or are you just a nasty fuck?
Some guys are probably into that. They probably want, like...
Like, oh, yeah. Walk across this Walmart bathroom and then foot fuck me. What?
Yeah, some guys are into that, man. Like she was saying how the dude was like, oh, you know, he wanted her to, like, jerk him off, right? But she was just like, no, that's not happening. And I guess if they get to the point where he's like, just touch your toe to, like, to the tip, right? And I'm like, dude, come on, seriously? But that's not even the most hilarious part. The most hilarious part is, like, you know, those dudes are definitely into feet, or, like, the dudes are, like, sucking your toes and all that shit. Like, I am not into feet. So that to me is just like, dude, that's not happening unless I watch you fucking clean your feet. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need to supervise this.
Yeah, no,
that's
I'm not like, happening. Here's this Clorox wipe.
Oh, good Lord, that's pretty bad. Clorox, you're tasting Clorox, dog.
Yeah, and then she needs to be like, oh, it burns. I'm like, yeah, that's a germ sign. That's what
that's
it
good.
Is.
But no, apparently, like, you know what those dudes are truly into is when those dudes would be like, yo, he wanted to, like, he wanted to, like, jerk off and finish on her feet. Have you ever seen that?
I've seen
that. Where you're just like, what is it about feet that turns you on?
I've seen that. I mean, I've not watched the whole porn, but I've gone, like, on Pornhub or whatever. It's been like, oh, yeah, this dude comes on her feet. I'm like, what? Why?
That dude, guys that are into feet are going to be into that for sure. But I will say there's a benefit to this if you're a woman. You know what the benefit of this is?
What?
If you're a woman, especially if you're one of those Sex in the City chicks, all right?
So old.
Well, not that part. Not one of them. One or two of them are kind of younger. Anyways, if you're a woman, the benefit of this is that that dude is going to buy you a shitload of shoes because he's those kind of dudes that like to see, like, the feet pretty and, like, in the nice shoes and pretty shoes and high heels and those Louis Vuitton motherfuckers with the red heel that's like really expensive.
The bad side is he's going to bust nuts on all those shoes.
Not necessarily. All I'm saying is you're going to get a lot of shoes out of it, ladies. Just don't be grossed out, like, when that dude's trying to bust it between your toes.
He's like, oh, I want to see the nut come out the side of the shoe.
Just don't be upset when he's literally just like, hey, let me get it between your pinky and your index toe. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. That's gross.
But you get some free shoes. Hey, much Louis Vuitton? Look, I'm going to take a survey. I think we should go find some women right now. We'll go to that one bar area up there, and we'll go up to a lot of women and ask them, look, I'm going to ask you a question. Would you, right, let a dude bust a nut on your feet after you're done having sex if you're going to get some Louis Vuitton shoes? And I predict a good 80% of women will say yes.
That's the question of the week right there.
I'm almost willing to say that 80%. Dude, I am about this close to thinking about doing some legitimate, like, paper surveys and just having women just check one off and walk away. Not even judge.
Question of the week. I'm going to put it on the new
Instagram. Hit that up. What is the Instagram, Twitter. Dog? Did you make it?
No, I'm going to do it this
Get on week. That shit, dog. I'll post it. When you make it, let me know. I'll put it down in the description. But I legitimately think this is a survey question. We'll go up to the bars and be like, look, ladies, I'm not trying to be perverted or anything, but I really want to know, are these shoes that important to you that you're okay with a dude just spraying your feet down? And you gotta clean it up. He's not going to clean your fucking feet for you. You got to get out of the bed, walk on the floor, and go to the bathroom or some shit.
Hopefully you have tile.
With your feet sticking to the ground.
Hopefully you have tile. You have carpet. That shit's all fucked
up. It's gonna be like a hot desert day in Arizona with your soles just melting onto the ground. Dude, it's gonna be like that. Oh shit! On that note, all right, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for the week. Damn. I had some more stories, but fuck it.
I had this horrible picture. I'm gonna have to save it for
next week. Yeah, make a list, dog. Now wait, next week we're good to go. We're at 90, dog. I'm still surprised at that. It's fucking amazing. But you already know what's up. iTunes has the throwbacks. We're up to like, what is it? I think we're up to like 15, 16, I think, on the iTunes. We're slowly catching up. I even want to consider throwing up a third one a week to catch up.
You should do a third one a week.
Just to catch up to this one. But if you're listening to this now, then the throwback episodes are on iTunes. So go search Monday's Locker Room Talk on iTunes, and you'll see the podcasts on there. You can download them, catch up to the old ones. There's still some hilarious shit on there. You know, Candy Cane and a whole bunch of my fucked up stories, like the getting caught by the dad. Is that on there?
Mm-hmm.
The whole like Queefy, the headboard. I mean, a lot of hilarious stories. All that shit's in the throwback podcast. Go listen to those, and you know, share them with somebody. Let's get this community growing. Let's get some more debauchery. Let's face it, ladies. You guys all laugh at this bullshit too. So share with your other girlfriends. What else, dude? Anything else? Ruben's new Twitter hopefully will be in the description. And that's all I got, man.
Do you ever get the question email?
No, I forgot to ask. I will work on that. I will work on that.
Yeah, one job this week.
My bad, dog. My apologies. I was too busy thinking about fucking pies, apparently. Such a fat fuck.